And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I have a real treat for you today. Someone very special to me has agreed to come on the show, and she's typically rather shy about these sort of things. This person's been there with me through thick and thin, throughout this wonderful ride we call life, this wonderful adventure of real estate investment and recent success. As far as the time we've been together, it has been rather recent. And she has been at my side for 29 years, 27 of those in marriage, hand in hand. I can tell you it's been a wild ride to get where we are today, but I want you to hear her side of the story as well as her perspective. My wife, my best friend, mother of my three children, and my real estate investment partner, Amy Harrison. Amy, I know you hate stuff like this, but I want to go ahead and say thanks for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything for you. Yes, I'm definitely out of my comfort zone, but I'm looking forward to spending the next hour or so with you.
This will be good because we've got some great perspective to share. It was kind of a rocky road, this thing we call real estate investment, in the beginning. Well, babe, why don't you share just a bit of background about yourself, and then we'll get going.
Okay, sounds good. Like Michael said, we've been together for about 29 years. I'm a graduate from Texas A&M University. I graduated in 1992. And I initially started my career path, surprisingly, in multifamily management. I managed several different apartment complexes when I initially graduated from from college, and wasn't really interested in it. It was just a really fun job. I really enjoyed it. I got to go to some really interesting places and help with due diligences, anything from lease-ups, things of that nature. And then started having babies, and so I've been a stay-at-home mom for almost 20 years, but I've recently got back into the job market in higher education publishing, and I work from home, which is really nice. Still gives me the flexibility to be there for my kiddos and Michael as well. It's been great.
Little did we know what we had at the time with some of those properties that you managed. And we did live in some cool places. I will say that back in the day when the manager got a little rent discount, I'm not sure with our model that's part of the deal anymore. Let's go.
Right.
So let's go back 12 years. I had the great idea that you're stay at home with the kids. And so obviously you've just got a mountain of time on your hands. And the great idea was we were going to take this real estate path. I didn't know any better. We purchased a really, really nice home in a self-directed IRA. I mean, wood floors, crown molding, all of that. And the great idea was for you to manage that property. Why did you even let me propose that plan to you?
I don't think I had a choice, to be honest with you. And I was, you know, back when I was managing multifamily apartments, the largest one I managed was right around 300 units, and I never thought twice about it. And here you were telling me that now is going to manage one home. I mean, it was kind of a no-brainer. Yep, I really thought that it wouldn't be a problem. Yes, I had my hands full with the three kids. But to be totally honest with you, and I know you already know this, I was not looking forward to that. I was very hesitant. I'm not a risk taker. That's all you. But realized, you know what, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
Looking back, I think it's because when you manage properties, there was a plan. There was a staff. There was a standard operating procedure. This is how we do this. This is how we do this. and we purchased that property, and I just kind of turned it over to you and let it rip. And we had, this was before Lifestyles for you listeners out there. Just want you to understand, we didn't know what we were doing. We just knew that there had to be something to this thing called real estate. So we bought a really super nice house. I mean, incredibly nice house, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, wood floors, fairly new home. We put the couple that was in there, they actually transferred from out of state. They were coming here for their job. They had 800 plus credit. But looking back, Amy, that wasn't a very fun year for you, was it?
It was not fun at all. I felt like, going into it, I knew it took facts. I was thinking, okay, I can handle this. And then all of a sudden, it just turned upside down. I felt like the tenants were calling, if not once a week, sometimes twice a week, demanding so much. It was very nerve-wracking, sending me pictures of certain stuff in this beautiful home that we had made ready and ready to go. And these were the first people who were renting this house. And it was a nightmare. It was... And, I'm embarrassed to say that those tenants actually brought me to tears several times.
Yeah.
It was
They were super
one of those,
needy. I remember them blowing us up when we were on vacation a couple of times. Yes, the air conditioner went out, but we had somebody out there within 24 hours. But for them, that just wasn't... that wasn't good enough. We replaced it. We put a new AC in it. We had a fence blow down in a storm, and it was a new fence. It was just a huge storm. We replaced that, and you would think it was because the fence blew down, they were blaming that on us. And look, there's
exactly.
If you live in Dallas-Fort Worth, there's going to be storms. If you miss any part of this show, if you're just now tuning in, you can always pick us up on your favorite podcast app on your smartphone. Just subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. The shows will load there automatically, and you can listen to the show at will in your free time. You can always find us on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel, Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, you can find this show as well as other shows at our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio button. Today's show, I do have a special treat for you. I have my wife and best friend, Amy, on the show. She has been a Lifestyles Unlimited member since 2013. She is a single family member, and she is also a participant in multifamily properties, over 21 different properties, 21 different streams of income. But we've come a long way. We were just talking about our first property that we purchased, where I did everything wrong. We purchased it in a self-directed IRA. That has its own issues. It was a nice, nice property. We rented to people that had perfect credit. That became an issue because they were very needy. And at the end of 1 year, what did they do? They went out and bought their own property. That's what people with good credit and money and that sort of thing, they're not staying in your property for more than a year. That's not necessarily the best model. You want to keep a happy resident in your property for as long as you possibly can. So my wife, Amy, was managing the property. Our air conditioner went out. We replaced it. We had a fence blow down. We replaced it. But at the end of that year, we still made a 9% cash on cash return. When I sat down and I did the math, I knew we had something. I just couldn't put my arms around it. I found Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio. I knew I needed education. I knew I needed to learn how to do this properly. So, Amy, I went ahead and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I didn't even ask you. I came home and I told you I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and you didn't seem upset, but the feeling I got was you wanted nothing to do with Lifestyles Unlimited.
You know what? That's exactly right. I was, obviously, I knew nothing about it. And once again, I know what a risk taker you are. And I was thinking in my head, wait a second, was this on the agenda? Was this, was this our life's path, everything that we had talked about, what we were going to be doing? What's he doing? What is this all about? And after you, had gone to that first meeting and came home and, you filled me in on exactly what Lifestyles was, I couldn't wrap my brain around it. I couldn't see it for fear of, not knowing what it was all about. I trust you. I believe in you, all of that. But at the same time, extremely hesitant.
Yeah, we definitely joined, and then I think all that in consideration, it took us 6 months to get that first property. And the other thing was to buy. I didn't have any cash at that time. I was corporate, or we didn't have any cash.
Right.
So we were pulling money out of our check, and it was going into a 401k. But I had this previous IRA from previous employment. I was able to transfer that 401k into an IRA, and then within that IRA, started buying properties. And of course, when I'm at the 2-day seminar, Dale Walmsley himself taught it. That was in April of 2013. First thing he told me was, well, you got to get rid of the IRA and sell the house. So here I am. I dragged you into this endeavor a year and a half before. And then all of a sudden I'm coming out and I'm saying, oh yeah, we got to sell the house and we got to get rid of the IRA. But I still felt like at that time you were just kind of letting me handle everything and stand at arm's length. Were you apprehensive, or were you just going to let this fishing line run? What are you thinking as I'm doing that?
You know what? I think a little bit of both. You know, like I said, I mean, I believe in you. I support you. And I just thought, well, let's see what happened. And having the discussion with you after you went to the 2-day and realized the first house that we purchased, that we did everything wrong. So in all honesty, that made me feel better because I felt like, what's happening? Why isn't this working the way that I wanted it to work? Yes, the cash flow was there, but everything else that we did was wrong. And so I'm looking at you as you're telling me we're going to sell this house, we're going to get it out of the IRA, then we're going to refinance, then we're going to go buy a couple of more houses. It was a little overwhelming, you know. And that's when you said, hey, you've got to go to the 2-day. I will go with you. You've got to sit in and hear it, not from me, but from somebody else, and meet other members.
Yeah, I think that was the changing point. That and the fact that by the end of 2014, we had bought 3 more houses. So we're sitting on 4 houses. We were cash flowing over $2,000 a month. That's when I feel like I had your attention at that time. It was completely different. Let's go forward.
You definitely did.
Let's go forward to house number 5. Do you remember when I took you to that shagbark house? I took you there literally like 10 minutes after I closed. We drove right over there. I was so excited.
Yeah. When you pulled up in front of the house, I mean, I've seen the other houses that, you know, you had purchased, obviously, but this might have been one of the first or second ones where I actually walked through with you. However, I would not consider it a walkthrough. I think I walked in and I turned and walked right back out, got in the truck and looked at you and thought, wait a second. I don't know about this one. Yes, things have been working really good so far, but I wanted to put the brakes on, but you had already purchased the home. So
for you listeners out there, what my wife's talking about was, I call this the Noah's Ark house. It had 9 humans, 4 dogs, every dog over 80 pounds. Someone was raising snakes in the back, and they opened the attic and the garage. They kept the garage closed. Someone was sleeping in the garage. They had beds in the garage, but they kept the attic stairs down, and the cats, they had cats in the house, would use the attic. Well, that was their litter box. The house stunk, but it had good bones. It chest high grass in the back and little trails where the dog, they would kind of run the same trail. So, it looked like the Serengeti Plain. I mean, it was unbelievable, but, it was a jewel and the math made sense. We purchased that house. We cleaned it up. The person that rented that property stayed in that property for 3 or 4 years. I mean, that was a straight run. And we sold that house. That was an absolute home run. That was great. So coming forward, we found ourselves in about 2017, 2018, sitting on 11 properties, all cash flowing, doing well. What'd you think at that time, as everything's just kind of running? And I think I spent a full hour, a month on the properties.
It was unbelievable. Everything was clicking for me. Everything was making sense. Like I said, after going to the 2-day, and then you were so generous and grateful as far as sitting down with me, explaining to me exactly everything that was going on, everything that we were doing. And like you said, I mean, how many hours a week did we spend on that? I mean,
let's come back on the other side, and we're going to tell how we got into the apartments. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, not because that's the way it's set up, but because of the knowledge.
When put into action, knowledge is power. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we empower you to live the lifestyle of your dreams through passive real estate income. For over 30 years, our successful members share their knowledge through case studies, classes, and mentoring. Tap into the knowledge. Attend a free workshop online. Register now at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
My name is Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions about Lifestyles Unlimited, about how to get started in real estate investing, about anything at all, please send me an email. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I'd also like to invite you, if you are interested at all in what we do and how we do it and how we properly, and if you heard the first segment, I did it properly at first. I did it all wrong. But if you want to see how we actually run our businesses, how we make money five ways in real estate, please go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You can sit in the comfort of your own home. You can see what we do. If you like it, then you have the opportunity to join our program. I recommend you do. You can join our program by going to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com. If you sign up there, use the promo code SAVEBIG, and that will drop the retail price of $740 down to only $297 for 2 years. That entitles you to the entire Financial Freedom Program. You get to sit in on our 2-day seminar as many times as you want. Learn how to invest in real estate. Day one, single family homes. Day two is apartment communities. We'll teach you everything you need to know. Amy, so when we joined at first, it was the initial price I remember was much more than $297. And then I signed up for the challenge level. I wrote that check for $6,000. And I remember I went ahead and did it. And again, I didn't ask your permission. We were sitting out on the patio having a cocktail, and I told you about it. That was right about the fourth house. That was just before that Noah's Ark house. Tell me what your thoughts were then.
Well, initially I was shocked. $6,000. I mean, that's, are you kidding? What have we done here? What are we going to be getting out of that? You know, and what we ended up getting was a lot. Was, access to so much more information, so much more knowledge, so
the
many
realtors.
More people. Yeah, exactly. And the mentors and people that you could reach out to help get the ball moving, because we definitely knew we were moving in the right direction, but we wanted to capitalize on things a lot faster. We wanted to move faster than what we did when we initially joined. I mean, we were slow pokes at the beginning, and now we're in a great situation. So now how do we go even faster?
Yeah, we found ways with our mentors especially, and just leaning on other people, meeting other people, and then the blast from the realtors. We were able to go from those four houses quickly to 11 houses. And there's a lot to it. I just didn't have all the cash laying around. I mean, we had to get creative. We had to find the money. We had to turn over every rock. We had to deploy it properly. We had to make sure we had the right houses. And we got to that 11th house, and I think we camped out. We just took a break. And then in 2017, 2018, corporately, well, actually it was late 2016, late 2017, corporately, for me, the time I was spending on the job, even though I was making good income, increased, the pressures of the job, the politics of the job, we weren't happy at all. And so that's when I approached you late 2017 after talking with Charles Ho, my mentor. And Charles said, you need to move faster. You need to go into multifamily. That's when I came and I approached you and I said, well, I know you weren't happy about the 6,000, but looking back, we're okay with it, more than okay with it. Now we need to pay quite a bit more. Tell us about your reaction when I came to you and said, let's go to the preferred level.
You know, initially, once again, I was hesitant. So the great thing was being able to sit down with you, go through everything. Okay, so we spent this to be challenge members, but let's see what we've done. We got 11 houses. They're all cash flowing. This is what we're bringing in every single month. I mean, it more than made up for it. So I think the biggest thing, too, for me was to talk to somebody who was already in multifamily, to get an idea. And for me, coming from multifamily, in my head, thinking, wait a second, you're telling me that we're going to be able to own a piece of a multifamily property? Like, I don't know. It was hard for me to wrap my brain around that as well. But after revisiting the 2-day, the multifamily part, after talking to you and talking to other investors, I literally thought, why haven't we done it sooner? Let's go.
That's the number one thought when you ask somebody that's a real estate investor. They're always going to, if you say, what do you have any regrets? They're always going to say, I wish I had done it sooner. And looking back, we could have gone straight to multifamily way back when in 2013, but we were just overly conservative, overly hesitant,
right.
Didn't want to make the wrong move. And then we were victims of what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And we had a good life, even though my work schedule was insane, but I didn't know that it couldn't, making that kind of salary, that's what you were supposed to do. That was the conventional, if you're going to make that kind of money, then yeah, you're going to be gone 60, 70 hours a week. You're going to be in a grinder Sunday. You're going to start preparing for Monday. And that's where we were at the time. I'm glad.
And as far as that goes too, Michael, our family, not just me and you, but our kids made a lot of sacrifices. There was a lot of things that, you know, when you were traveling so much that, you know, you missed out on, that we missed out on, of doing stuff together. And I think that was also the realization of, gosh, you know, our kids are only getting older. So, yeah. And family, you know, family's first. You know, that was one thing that we even talked about before we were married, how important our family is. And the kids are only getting older. And it was, it was definitely the time to have that conversation.
The multifamily investing has absolutely added more time in my life and our family's life. It's been great. Let's switch gears a little bit and let's just go into the fact that you and I no longer have our IRAs or our 401ks, and that was our plan to, that was the end of the road, right? We're going to save all the money. We've cashed those in. Has anyone in your family said anything to you or pulled you aside, or friends or family? Have they said anything to you about that? Do you think they think we're crazy?
Yes. Yes, because, you know, our whole entire life, all that we have been taught is to save. Save, save, save. And the more that we have gotten involved in the real estate, that's so backwards, you know? And our goal for our kids is we are not teaching them that pathway. We are not teaching them that the 401k is the way that you are going to retire, or save, 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 sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. That's not the way. And I love looking at our kids because they are at that age now where they're asking you questions about that. I mean, for instance, you know, Chloe just started her first job. She just graduated from college. So those are all, you know, questions that she's asking you now. Oh, Dad, I got the information on the 401k for my company. You know, what do you think? Whereas when I graduated from college, it was just automatic enrollment. You know, I mean, it was that's the way we were raised. And I love looking at our kids and knowing that they are being raised different.
She's a single family investor, and she is also a partner in 21 different multifamily communities, 21 different streams of income. Amy, can you imagine, how's that feel, being a partner in 21 different properties?
You know, Phil, not only does it feel amazing, sometimes I'm a little shocked when, you know, you and I sit down and go over, you know, all the financials and everything coming in, along with some of our, you know, we still have a couple of single family homes as well. I'm proud, you know, I feel safe. I feel secure. And it's exciting. You know, the future looks bright. I don't feel as stressed out. I'm sleeping better. And I love looking at new deals with you. It's all good. And as I tell you all the time, our saying now is when you say, oh, this property just came online, what do you think? And I always say, I am all in. Whereas I used to question, well, wait a second, what about this or what about this? Now all I say is I'm all in. Let's go.
Yeah, it's been, looking back, it's been 12 years since we first purchased that rent home in the self-directed IRA. We've come a long way. We're partners in over 3,500 doors. Not all in Texas. We've got properties in other states. We're 2 weeks away from the trip of a lifetime. I don't even think it's 2 weeks. We're taking our family to Tulum, and we put this vacation together, and this will be the bomb vacation. And all of this, I'm looking at it. We're renting a house. We have a chef. It's just incredible. We got a swimming pool. We're on the ocean. All of this is paid for with the returns from the recent sale of a property, and not even a large percentage of these returns. It's like, hey, let's take this little bit out here and go on this crazy vacation and take our entire family. What do you think about that?
Yeah, wait, I'm Xing out the days on the calendar. I remember, like, when our kids, when we took them on their, you know, first trip, they would be so excited. How many sleeps until we get to go? I think I'm that excited. How many sleeps till we leave for this vacation?
Not very many. And 10 years ago, this is a vacation we can only dream of.
Correct.
It would have never happened unless I jacked up some credit card, and you knew we weren't going to do that.
Right.
That's what I look at. I go, okay, here's the dream, crazy vacation. Let's take our entire family. Our kids aren't getting any younger. Let's go on adventure. Let's ride some ATVs. Let's go swim in some cenotes. Let's go rappelling. Let's go hang out at the beach. I mean, anything and everything full on. And also, I want to say, do you feel like, okay, when we started this, are you where you thought we'd be today as far as real estate investing goals?
You know, I knew we could do it. I mean, you especially are such a go-getter, and I knew we could do it, but it was hard, like I said earlier, to wrap my brain around, wait a second, we're going to get money every month, and that's going to replace a W-2 income, and we're not going to have a 401k, and we're not, and I mean, yes, and here, 12 years later, here I stand, and that's exactly the case. You know, it's exciting. There is always new deals out there for us to look at. There's refis going on. We're getting ready to sell we just sold, we're part of one sale of a multifamily. I think we've got two or three others, you know, on the horizon, and the excitement of being able to reinvest that money, to redeploy that money it's amazing. I'm very proud of you, Michael.
I couldn't have done it without you, but it's, we've had two sell. One of them we were able to 1031 into another deal at more than double the level from our initial investment. So that's nice. We got the proceeds from a property that just sold. And that's fantastic. And we've got two on the table that should hit midsummer. But yeah, you said it right there is, yeah, we're taking a great vacation, but we're redeploying at a higher level into the cash flow snowball, as I call it, than we were coming out of it. And you've got to do that. You've got to continue to grow it. And for you listeners out there, one thing to understand is while a property sells, you lose that cash flow. Okay. So let's say that was $5,000 a year. That property sells. Hey, good news. Here's your return, but goodbye to $5,000 a year. And it's going to be another year typically that until that new deal begins to pay. So first world problems, you might be negative five for 12 months, but you might be plus 10 on the backside. But you've got to continue to grow that cash flow snowball. So just wanted to throw that out there so you listeners understand kind of what that cash flow chart would look like as some of your properties are selling and you're reinvesting and moving forward. So Ames, what do you think our challenges have been to get to where we are today? Obviously, I just want to say for the listener, we have a lot more to accomplish. I mean, we're not even, I think we're maybe a third of where I want to be. Well, I just keep pushing the goalpost out there. But what do you think our challenges have been?
Well, I mean, for me personally, it's, you know, getting educated and having the time to actually go up there. You are definitely the one that participates the most in the networking. However, I did sit down and do all the classes online as well, but that's more of where, you know, you do better there than I do. However, I'm trying to get better at that. So I think that's a challenge for me personally that I'm trying to overcome. But, you know, also it's just like you said earlier, redeploying that money. I mean, when we got the check from that sale of that property, we're both looking at this check like, oh, let's go get a new car. Let's go, you know, go on a shopping spree or do something like that. But it's all about the redeployment, which obviously is what we do. You know, that's what we do. I think initially, not that that was a challenge. I mean, we're definitely not going to do that. We're not those kind of people. But, you know, just being able to see that large sum of money, you're just kind of like, wait a second, what are we doing? But yeah, I just also, I think just, you know, staying engaged with the Lifestyles community. That is just really going to grow your knowledge base. And now that, you know, we're able to actually go back and meet in person, I think helps a lot. You know, there's a difference between joining a meeting online versus actually, you know, sharing a drink with somebody or, you know, sitting in a classroom with somebody and getting educated and getting knowledge from others.
Getting to know people. I love meeting the people. Everybody, I believe everybody can help someone in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And just the other members have helped me so much. You on the challenge, you mentioned finding the time for the education. I get a lot of emails from listeners that when they realize how much education we have, they just give me the old, we don't have time. And I want to go back and say, hey, we're raising three kids. I'm out of the house three, sometimes four, sometimes 5 days a week traveling corporately. We're having to make time. I can remember sitting down with you and we're eating dinner in front of the computer there and going through the classes. We spent many a weekend afternoon doing the classes. You've got to sacrifice and make it happen. If you want to succeed, you will find a way when you're ready for that. So I want to go into, Amy, we got a fantastic phone call this morning about an hour before doing this show. For you listener out there, 5 years ago, we refinanced five properties into a corporate loan in order to pull $100,000 out to get into the apartment side of it, to get greater into the apartment side of it. That commercial loan as of this morning is satisfied. We've slowly sold those houses. Boom, one house at a time. We finally got to the fifth house and it's clear and we have the release of lien. Amy, how exciting is it as we think about, okay, let's 1031, let's move this, let's look at that. Are you excited and what do you want to do?
Yes, I'm extremely excited. This will be our first time. Well, I know we did the 1031 with the one of the financial or multifamily properties.
Right.
But this is going to be the first time that we're actually doing it on our own. And I don't know how many times that you and I have talked about it till we're blue in the face about we would love to have our own little apartment community. We would love to, you know, do an IRO. Possibly become leads. I mean, these are all things that this money will help us do and locate more properties. Are we going to invest it in multifamily? Are we going to invest it in single family? We have a lot of options. I mean, when you walked into the office this morning with your arms held above your head and said, we did it, I was excited. I mean,
yes.
We are going to do great things.
Yes, and for you listeners out there, typically we're keeping leverage on every property, but as these four properties sold, the additional equity was paying down, and this loan was humongous. I mean, it was several hundred thousand dollars. Also, it was at 5.5% interest, yes, 5 years ago, But yes, the math made sense. We took that $100,000 and we put that into a multifamily property. And it's just continued to flourish, to grow that cash flow snowball. Well, Amy, I really, really thank you for coming on. I appreciate you taking the time. You are my best friend. You're my wife. I'm so excited about our trip coming up here in, I don't know, 7-10 days. You can probably tell me exactly when that is. And for you listeners out there, I want you to understand it's a progression. It is one step at a time.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.